Nolte, far-left CNN's latest anti-cop race hoax is a doozy of desperation. By John Nolte on July 30, 2022. An entire North Carolina police department resigned. And CNN is desperate to hoax it into a racial issue. An entire North Carolina police department resigned after a black woman town manager was hired, reads the far-left propaganda outlet's headline. Sorry, I don't link fake news. Here's the opening paragraph. The mass exodus of an entire police department after the hiring of a black town manager in North Carolina has opened a conversation about public safety and race relations in a small town of just over 1,500 residents. Then we get paragraph after paragraph of this. Residents split on whether it's a race issue. Brittany Hinnant, a Kenley resident, said she feels like the situation is a race issue given that Jones is black, while the entire Kenley Police Department is white. Hinnant also said she doesn't think the police department supports black people and she feels they often harass black residents. But if you're able to hang in there for 18 paragraphs, Kamala drops this fairly important piece of context on you. Others in the community say they believe there is not a racial component to the situation due to the fact the previous town manager was a black man. Emphasis added. Wait. What? Hundreds of words devoted to smearing an entire police force as racist. As so racist they would rather be unemployed than work for a black person. And only after 18 paragraphs do these lying pigs come across with the truth. That these same people had no problem working under a black town manager before. This is what happens to a far-left propaganda outlet when they feel it all slipping away. When it knows its ability to sway public opinion is vanishing. They get this desperate, this outrageous, this audacious in their lies. This isn't journalism. It's not even propaganda anymore. It's trolling, childish trolling committed by angry babies reduced to throwing things for attention. You see, that's the only reaction these gnarl clowns can generate anymore. The only power they have left is to behave in such an egregiously dishonest way. Those of us still paying attention can hardly believe it. Obviously, CNN has a distant hope that, as they did in Ferguson and Baltimore, their racial lies might still be able to result in riots that burn down predominantly black, working-class neighborhoods. Nothing makes CNN happier than seeing black homes, businesses, and bodies burn. Yes, I'm sure some nostalgia for the good old days when CNN could spur deadly race riots played a role in this lie. But overall, this is just shameless trolling from evil eunuchs no one pays much attention to. By the way, the police force didn't resign right away. It took 2 months for this woman to lose her entire staff. So if it was a race issue, why did it take 2 months? Was she not black 2 months ago? Could it be a sexist thing? Well, if one is willing to look around for the truth, you will discover that at least 2 of the 7 who resigned were women. Kenley Assistant Town Manager Sharon Evans and Utilities Clerk Christy Jones also tendered their resignations, Wavy reported. CNN is pathetic. P.S. Please note that I'm not taking sides in this dispute. Maybe the cops are acting like babies. Maybe the town manager is a nightmare to work for. I don't know. My name's Paul and that's between you all. The only thing I do know is that CNN sucks. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.